Monster Team, assemble!
Radio Chaser is brought to you by International Left-Handers Day. Of all the causes in the world, this is the most important. Left-Handers Day.
2019, you really should cut the booze, lose 50 kilos, and fulfill your lifelong dream of becoming a YouTube star by taking up extreme parkour. That's why you're here. This isn't a radio show. It's a spiritual journey to help you live your best life. It can't help you achieve any of your goals, but it will make you much, much, much better at sex. Welcome to Radio Chaser.
Let's talk about the EU trade deal. Have you heard about this thing?
This is an extraordinary thing. We're going to sign some sort of multi-billion deal with Europe post-Brexit, but they're getting very upset about the names of their products.
Well, that's right. You know how a few years ago they said, okay, you're not allowed to call champagne anymore. You've got to call it Australian sparkling, or what I call it, which is, no thanks, I'll just have water. but now they're saying, okay, actually, all European products you can't call their European names. So even things like feta cheese, they're saying, well, Greek is the word for feta, is the word for cheese.
Right.
Or feta, you know.
Well, like, we know what you mean.
Yeah,
we know what you mean. We know what you mean.
Are we allowed to use spag bol still?
Are we allowed to use spag bol? Probably not. No, because that's spaghetti
Italian.
Bolognese. No, yes, exactly.
What if the bol just means bowl?
In a bowl.
Yeah. Spag in bowl.
No, but see, Australians didn't invent the bol either.
Oh, so what are we going to... This is it sounds like a disaster.
It's a very one-sided
we're just
deal.
We're going to be eating chewing gum and...
Well, the only things I can think of that we will have left to eat are like a Chico roll. I reckon that's Australian.
Invented in Wagga.
Coon cheese.
Racist.
And gollywog biscuits.
What a wonderful country this is. We're chitty grubs we have.
We're not even defending those. We're actually saying to the EU, no, yeah, you can call all your biscuits gollywogs if you want.
Wow.
They don't want.
Anyway.
No wonder they don't want us to have anything to do with their food. Like, stay away from our food, you horrible, horrible country.
Gollywog, horrible people.
But the Europeans, they are stealing our ability to steal their names from them. I mean, where will it end?
Your order, madame?
I'll have a Greek salad, thanks.
Je suis désolé, madame. Under the new trade deal with the EU, you cannot order a Greek salad.
Why not?
It is cultural appropriation. Only the Greeks are allowed to call things Greek.
Okay. Then can I have a salad with cucumber, onions, tomato and feta?
I'm sorry, but you cannot call a cucumber a cucumber. Don't you know cucumber derives from the Latin? That, too, is cultural appropriation.
So what do I call it?
It must be called a fleshy green tubular ground fruit.
Oh.
And the tomato must only be referred to as a plump red perennial wolf peach. An onion must now be called a globular umbel of white acidic root flesh. And feta can only be referred to as a crumbly soft white cultured milk derivative substance cheese.
Okay, then. Can I have a salad of fleshy green tubular ground fruit with slices of plump red perennial wolf peach, chopped globular umbels of white acidic root flesh, sprinkled with crumbly soft white cultured milk derivative substance cheese?
Oh, you mean the Greek salad?
Yes.
Why didn't you say?
Forget about the salad. It's you I want. Even though I am married.
Oh, I am sorry, madame. You are not allowed to behave like that.
Why not?
It's cultural appropriation. Only French people are allowed to be adulterous hornbags.
Radio Chaser. Triple M.
Triple M. It's Radio Chaser. Here's Zoe, Charles, Andrew and Dom. Just thinking about our poor farmers and producers of cheeses and wines. They're going to have to think of new names for all their products. But like, what about what would they do in Tassie with that great feta that they make down there? Like, are there any ideas for new names they could use? Because the EU is saying we can't call it Greek feta anymore.
Maybe, but they should just call it chalky cheese.
Not bad. What about salty sheep cubes?
Ooh, I like that.
That's not too bad. Well, while we're on cheese, what about mozzarella? That's a pretty specific
one. I know. Taste-free cheese.
That's actually totally fair. Anything else? Gruyere. Like, Gruyere's very fancy in French.
Gruyere's like edible earwax.
Well, they should just call Gruyere, because I'm always scared to pronounce Gruyere. So they should just call it what I call it, which is, that cheese over there. Not the runny one, the one after that one. Yeah, that one. Yeah.
Perfect.
That's very clear.
Like as though you're eating heaps of Gruyere cheese, you pretend fancy man, Charles.
What about say, like a nice camembert? That's such a French word.
Oh, Krusty Kreme.
Ooh, I like that. That's good.
Right, there's also this whole thing about alcohol, right? Like, they're always going on, oh, you can't call it champagne. What do we do with sparkling?
Oh, champagne is expensive fizzy piss that makes your auntie talk about her affair. Yeah.
That would fit on the label,
not yeah. Yeah, right.
Well, because I was thinking it could just be called wanker juice.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that totally works. What about Prosecco, which is already kind of like a poor man's champagne?
Mm. Oh, yeah, jizz fizz.
Can I just say, Andrew, that's quite disturbing.
Yellow card, that's a warning.
Okay, firstly, it's a yellow card for the grossness, but also a yellow card for what Prosecco are you drinking?
That's true.
What are you... throw that away. Take that right back.
I don't
want
to tell you where
back.
I get it.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to know where you get it, frankly.
But not disclose where
all right,
that comes
all right.
From.
Look, what about something to change the subject? What about Kilometre Olives? Is that how you say it?
No, it's not how you say it.
How do you
I'm
say
being
it?
Offended as the Greek in the room by this... Kalamata.
Kalamata
olives.
You make it sound like they're calamitous or something. They're calamitously bad.
Kalamata olives.
They are. They look like little poos. They should be called possum poo berries.
Oh, brilliant.
Yes.
Brilliant.
They should, because it's Aussie. It's an Aussie way of saying
it. Okay, here's the ultimate challenge. This already has different names all over Australia. What about Devon? That's part of England, right?
Okay, what about sliced salmonella bum?
Triple M, Radio Chaser.
Radio Chaser is brought to you by International Left-Handers Day. It's not just about left-handed scissors, although it's mostly about left-handed scissors. Left-Handers Day.
Now, guys, I don't want to alarm anyone, and this is a pretty big deal, so I hope you're all sitting down, but there's been actually a controversy with the NRL.
Oh, no, really?
What were the odds?
I know. Can you believe it?
They're above reproach, Zoe.
I know. So just hear me out. So Parramatta Eels player Sean Lane is under investigation after images allegedly showing him in possession of a white substance were leaked, right? Mm-hmm. Now, he was dressed as Forrest Gump at the time, and he can be seen holding a small plastic bag
explains everything.
Yeah, well, it does, actually. So he's dressed as Forrest Gump, and he can be seen holding a small plastic bag that appears to contain a white powder, right? But, I mean, what no one understands is he's just doing that scene from the film, right? You know,
which one?
You know what my mum always said, life is like a small plastic bag that appears to contain a white powder. You never know what you're going to get, right?
Yeah, run, Forrest, run.
Exactly. And it's actually just an entry.
Snort, Forrest, snort.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. And you know what? I mean, it's all a beat up anyway, because it's actually just a beautiful entry in the NRL Film Festival.
Lovers of fine cinema rejoice as we present the NRL Film Festival, a star-studded celebration of rugby league's most embarrassing leaked videos. All the NRL classics lovingly restored at a magnificent Art Deco picture palace.
I care. You can eat on my couch. You can eat on yourself.
It's just wonderful to finally watch all those penises on the big screen the way they were intended to be seen.
You can see every grain of cocaine in glorious 35mm.
Yeah, get it, baby, get it.
Plus, insightful Q&A sessions with the directors you never knew worked on these films, like Steven Spielberg.
I grew up a big fan of Lassie, so when I saw the script for the Mitchell Pearce movie, I couldn't say no.
And James Cameron.
I wanted to make a movie with even more wet drenchings than Titanic, and that became the Todd Carney video.
The NRL Film Festival. Golden showers on the silver screen.
Is it possible to see one of these in French?
Triple M's Radio Chaser.
Now, Radio Chaser here. We have Charles, Zoe, Andrew and Dom this afternoon.
Now, guys, I need a bit of advice because I've done something and I just don't know what to do about it. So
this could be so many things coming now.
Get the rash.
On Sunday, my son had a friend over, little guy called James, lovely little fellow. And at the end of the play date, his dad comes over. Also, very nice guy, really get along with him. I've known him for about 5 years now. And then, you know, I say, come in, Nick, you know, come and have a beer. We're just about to sit down and have a beer. So Nick comes in and my wife says, oh, hello, why don't you sit down there? Because we had another guy over whose name was Phil. He said, and she said, and so we can have Phil's at both ends of the table. You know, Phil there and Phil there. And I'm saying, and he's going, yeah, yeah, that's good. You know, there'll be two fills, one at each end of the table. Like, this is what Nick said, right?
Gosh, you have a good time at your place?
I'm going, what's going on? Like, and I'm sitting there. And he
is he Nick? Hang on, is he Nick or is he Phil, this guy?
He's Phil. His name is not Nick. I've been calling him Nick for 5 years. I looked through my phone. I looked through my phone because you have to SMS, you know, to arrange playdates, things like that. I've got him in my phone under Nick, James's dad, Nick, and I've repeatedly SMS'd him saying, hi, Nick, how are you going? Blah, blah, blah. Can we arrange a thing and play that?
Five years.
So the thing is, what do I do now?
Well, I mean, I have to say, Phil / Nick has some culpability in this. Like, why at no point has he said, mate, it's not my name?
Well, I did look through the messages. At no point, you're right, he's never actually mentioned that his name isn't Nick. But at no point has he ever signed off any of his messages, I've noticed. Like, he's never said,
okay, counterpoint.
Regards Phil.
Counter suggestion.
Yeah.
Perhaps his wife has forgotten his name.
Yeah, that's right.
I think the genius thing you've done there, Charles, if you're going to get someone's name wrong, Nick is the way to go. Because you could just say it was a nickname. You misunderstood what a nickname was for all these years, and it just meant that's when you call someone Nick.
That's a terrible idea, Tom.
Wow, Tom.
Let's go to the phones on this. 133353. What do I do now? I reckon I've got four options. I either just keep calling him Nick and just power through.
Forever.
You've only got 40 years left to live.
Or just automatically start calling him Phil and not even mention that I ever sort of
as if nothing has happened.
Yeah. Just sort of suddenly start calling him Phil. Or I could just never go outside again.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's a good one. I like that.
Or I have an awkward conversation where I bring it up. Like, what do I do? 133353. What's the right thing to? It's so embarrassing. I'm so embarrassed. And because I didn't make eye contact with him the rest of the time. He stayed there for an hour having a beer. I could not look him in the eyes.
You know what? I wonder if they workshopped the conversation. They were like, okay, we're going to get Charles to say the right name. I'm going to call you Phil. I'm going to make a big fuss of it.
That's what it was. 133353. What should Charles do? I guess broadcasting about this across Sydney is one option that you've now taken. What do you do when you've forgotten someone's name? 133353. How do you resolve that situation? Anouk's on the line.
What should I do, Anouk?
But clearly he doesn't mind, so just keep calling him Nick. Act like it never happened and just move on.
Yeah, I agree. I tend to agree because I think it'll be strange to him if I start calling him his correct name now. He's used to me calling him Nick, so I should just keep calling him Nick.
Exactly.
Yeah, good. Thank you. That's the least embarrassing way to
Very
do it.
Very simple.
Yeah.
Just pretend it doesn't exist. Very nice. Patrick is on the line from the Gong. Patrick, what do you think Charles should do?
I think you should do like a slow fade out.
Oh, so how would that work?
So next couple of things, keep calling him Nick, and then maybe join the two together, Nil or something like that. And then
Nickel.
Nickel. And then just start calling him his proper name. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Keep it ducky.
And maybe if I just. Maybe I could just pretend that I've been drunk for the last 5 years.
It's not a place.
And as I sober up, start calling him his correct name.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I like that. Okay. Slow fade. I like that idea. It's very good.
We've got Graham on the line from Maranong. Hey, Graham, what should Charles do?
It's pretty simple.
Yeah.
Mate or old mate? Yeah, overcomplicating it.
Oh,
you call
everyone
mate or old mate?
So just
a whole lot.
Never call him a name again. He's from now on, he's just mate. That is such a great idea.
5 years, old mate.
Thanks, old mate. That was a great idea.
Radio Chaser is brought to you by International Left-Handers Day, proving they really do have a day for everything now. Left-Handers Day.
Hey, I discovered a really good wicket that you can get on, guys. Are you across Sugar Daddies? Has anybody got a Sugar Daddy in the team?
No.
Zoe, do you have a Sugar Daddy?
No. What? How can you ask me that question?
How dare you? Are you so behind the times that you don't have one? They're fantastic, according to the news, Zoe.
What?
These are the greatest things ever. It was even like on Larry Emder's TV show. They explored how wonderful it is to have a sugar daddy.
He has a TV show?
Yeah, I'm quite surprised by this. Yeah. Who's his TV sugar daddy's green lighting project?
Apparently he does. That's the other amazing piece of news. That Larry Emder is on TV.
Oh, good on him.
With a co-host, I should say, whose name I don't know. But look, just listen to how much money, though, you can make from a sugar daddy.
Over 150,000 students right across the country are signed up to the popular Sugar Daddy website seeking arrangement, with some women earning more than $3,000 a month.
How about that? $3,000 a month just for having an old man hanging around in your house.
Gosh, it makes us study look like a good idea.
I feel like the hourly rate on that is just not going to check out.
Yeah, well, but, you know, there are benefits, though, Zoe. It's not just the money. And actually, I gather it can be mutually beneficial. Take a listen to their interview with an actual young lady who has a sugar daddy.
How does sugar dating work?
Yeah, well, it's very easy, you know. You just, like, you know, have a friend that, you know, just enjoys your company. And, you know, the both of you have something that benefits the both of you. And that's it.
Whoa. Well, I mean, I'd rather hang out with a sugar daddy than with her.
She's had fun.
Yeah, well, mutual benefits. But, you know, that lady has youth, while her sugar daddy presumably has a brain. Anyway, look, I thought, I don't want to miss out on this. And just because I'm not a young woman, just because I'm not a young student, I don't want to be out of the market. So I created a little advertisement of my own.
Hi, I'm Andrew Hansen. I'm a tired, unfit, middle-aged dude in his 40s looking for, shall we say, an older man. A much older man. That's right. I want you to be my sugar granddaddy. I can offer you all the thrills of hanging out with someone half your age, provided you're over 90. Come over to my suburban house and relive your own middle age by helping me repair doors, do tax, visit the podiatrist, watch the 7:30 report, Q&A and Four Corners, and succumb to a creeping sense of meaninglessness. In return, you can offer me all the emotional security of an extremely old-age pensioner who could die at any minute. And just imagine the things we can get up to in the bedroom. Like sleeping.
Are you Andrew Hansen's sugar granddaddy?
After all, you're only as middle-aged as the man you feel.
Radio Chaser on Triple M.
Here's some amazing food news for you guys.
Cat's pyjamas or cat's piss.
I need to know, Zoe, Charles, Andrew, is this cat's pyjamas, i.e. good, or cat's piss, i.e. bad? A restaurant in South Africa is just popped up. It's only serving food made from insects. They've got black fly larvae croquettes, worm polenta, and deep-fried dark chocolate black fly larvae ice cream. Are you on board? Would you have some?
Totally. I'm totally on board. I actually don't mind insects.
Really?
I think they're quite tasty. Yeah.
To eat, you've eaten them before.
Yeah, I've eaten plenty of insects.
Whereabouts?
What have you eaten, Zoe?
Oh, like I ate a scorpion, like crickets.
Did you go on Survivor without us knowing?
I went on I'm a Celebrity. You know how you have to not be famous to go on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here? That's why I was on it.
Yeah,
so,
right, okay.
Yeah, I'm pro eating insects.
Well, apparently we're all going to have to do this because
exactly.
There's not enough planet for all the meat we want. So I guess get on board. Well, anyone else keen to saddle up and try some insect?
I think it sounds amazing. I predict that this insect restaurant could last even longer than the sushi pizza restaurant.
And secondly, look, apparently the fashion tip for this summer is clear plastic shorts for guys, worn over Speedos usually. Are you on board with that? It's quite a look.
What are you talking about? Where do you get this heinous information?
The Daily Mirror in the UK.
So what is it? Just describe it.
So imagine a plastic tarpaulin cut into a pair of shorts.
Like a clear
your dick stickers. Yep.
Oh, yeah. So you just see the dick hanging out.
No, there's Speedos. You wear Speedos.
I mean, it is a shame that you decided to come in and model them for us today, Dom.
I think they look good.
Yeah.
I've got to go and get my colonoscopy now. I thought I may as well start giving them easy access.
Wow, what a way to end our show.
Yeah, so whatever you're doing after the show, I'm having a worse time than you.
Radio Chaser is brought to you by International Left-Handers Day.
What about right-handed people? Why don't they get a special day?
Left Handers Day.